USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Hurricane Ida, now a strong tropical storm as of Monday morning, was bringing heavy rains, dangerous flash flooding, storm surge, and extreme winds as it moved northward across southeastern Louisiana and across Mississippi Monday morning. The storm left New Orleans completely without power on Sunday night going into Monday morning. Good news, the levee system in New Orleans did hold up to all the excessive water. Fire officials ordered more evacuations around the Tahoe Basin in Northern California. The two-week-old Caldor Fire is now threatening the mountain towns surrounding Lake Tahoe. Sunday night, all residents on the California side of Lake Tahoe Basin were warned to evacuate the area. U.S. officials say the Kabul airport was targeted in a rocket attack on Monday that was intercepted by our CRAM missile defense system. The U.S. is set to conclude the airlift of more than 114,000 Afghans and foreigners, ending America's longest war with the Taliban, back in power. USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
With President Biden taking massive heat for the way his administration handled the Afghanistan withdrawal, he and First Lady were present when the dead Marines arrived on U.S. soil from the bomb blast in Kabul last Thursday, killing 13 of our brothers and sisters. Jeremy Scott reports.
President Biden, First Lady Jill, and Defense Secretary Austin participated in a dignified transfer at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware on Sunday.
We met with the families of 13 fallen heroes in Afghanistan. Lost their lives in the service of our country, and while we're praying for the best in Louisiana, let's keep them in our prayers as well.
Biden says the 13 U.S. service members who were killed were heroes, noting they were working to get others to safety when they died. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
The New Orleans Saints and Arizona Cardinals on Friday canceled their third and final preseason game slated for the weekend after Hurricane Ida's fast pace into the area. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The mayor of Jean Lafitte, Louisiana, Tim Kerner Jr., tells WGNO-TV Sunday night, rescue teams were being put together to save more than 150 people believed to be in imminent danger after the tidal surge from Hurricane Ida.
7.5 feet it could handle, so it overtopped 7.5 feet. Now that was the final dagger. It really turned into a rescue mission. And also that we had to try to save what was left of the town, whether these kids go to school and where they get married here and where so many people live. And people like hell that are saving the levee protection. But at the end, the water just won out. And we've never in the history of the season, we suffered bad flooding, but we've never seen water like this. It is the worst storm in our history.
Jean Lafitte, Louisiana is a 50-minute drive south of New Orleans. The president was weighing in on the storm. Jeremy Scott reports.
We're ready to surge all the response capability that we have to deal with whatever comes next. And a lot's going to be coming.
Hurricane Ida making landfall in Louisiana on Sunday afternoon, bringing Category 4 storm winds of 150 miles per hour. President Biden calling for those in the area to take it seriously.
This is going to be a devastating hurricane, a life-threatening storm.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.